You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome. It's Alan Brazil's Up Front alongside me, top man Danny Murphy, exclusively on Audio Boom. Danny, how are you, pal?
I'm good, thanks, mate. You?
Danny, let's start. Well, I'm good, yeah, good. Cream cracker, but good. Let's start with the Villa. The Villa worry me a little bit because it's going to be difficult. Don't get me wrong, Tim's hands are tied, but Adebayor and maybe Berbatov as well. If you're in the trenches, mate, and you're, you know, you're 3-1 against, you know, you want people who are going to stand up and be counted, and I'm not sure, I'm afraid, they're the two guys that are going to get you out of trouble.
Well, I mean, taking a pair of them would be a huge risk and huge wages as well, but Adebayor under Tim at Tottenham gave them something I didn't think he still had.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that if Tim does get on with him, like it looks like he does, it might be a good option now. Villa have spent best part of 30 million of the Benteke money on a left back, a midfielder, and a winger, so they do need to add some goals, that's for sure. And I'm with you though a bit. I'm a bit worried about them because you can't rely on any of those two. You really can't.
No. And Danny, if they're struggling, both players. Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. As an ex-centre forward, you rely on service. Mm. The Villa are struggling. If they're not getting quality service to them, they're not exactly going to knock the pan out and make bad balls into good balls. They're not going to work hard, are they?
Well, no. They remind me of a young Alan Brazil watching. I'm only kidding, mate. I wouldn't tie you with their brush. I think Adebayor, when he goes to new clubs, does for a few months put it in. Yeah. Berbatov doesn't play that way, that's for sure. Saw that, you know, at Fulham in his last stint in the Premier League. So if I was to choose one, I'd probably go for Adebayor. But I still think if you're going to rely on him for your goals, you could be in for a long, hard season.
Yeah, but as you said earlier, to be positive for Tim and Ray Wilkins, of course, now, you know, his hands are tied a wee bit with his budget and who he can get in at this late stage. So he's probably going to say, Adebayor, you were great for me at Spurs. Give me the same again, pal.
Yeah, and I think the other important thing for Villa is going to be if the lad they've brought in, Gueye from France, is going to be able to replace Delph, because for me, the last 3 or 4 months of the season, Delph was outstanding. He really was.
Tell me, Delph, his deal was like in excess of 150 a week.
Yeah, well, I read a lot about it and I feel for him because he's been hammered, especially after coming out and saying he was staying. Yeah. Villa stuck with him when he had that bad injury, of course.
But what would he be getting at Villa? 50 grand, 60 grand?
Yeah, 60 or 70.
He's now getting 100 grand more if what I'm told is accurate.
And what he said was honest.
It's a life changer, isn't it? Well, it's a life changer.
He's protecting his kid's future.
Yeah.
And I understand that. His mistake was coming out and saying he was staying a few days or a week before. But you are allowed to change your mind in football. And one thing is for sure, he's a talented footballer. So yeah, it's a big hole to fill because he's the cap. He was the captain. He was the leader. He was somebody they looked up to. And I wouldn't surprise me, actually, if Villa go again in the market another 2 or 3.
Are Villa going to struggle? I spoke to Alex Neil from Norwich this week.
Right.
Lovely, great, honest guy. Lovely, not because he's a Glaswegian, but he was lovely, honestly. And he said, of course it's going to be tough, but we're looking forward to it. We're not overawed. So the three guys that come up, you know, you get Bournemouth, you get Watford, you get Norwich. It's going to be really hard for them. But I, if I'm being dead honest, I see Villa having a hard fight again.
I think they'll be all right, but just about again. And I think it's going to be one of those up and down seasons for them. I don't see the squad being good enough to be away from the relegation zone for long periods. In terms of the three you just said, I would suggest Norwich have more experience in that squad already, players who've been there.
And he said he's still going to try and get 2 or 3 more in.
Yeah.
He's got the young boy Brady from Hull, hasn't he, the Republic of Ireland fella.
Terrific player.
You like him?
Oh, he's a good player.
Good.
And I watched him live play for Ireland twice, and I saw him once for Hull live. And his set plays are up there. He is true quality from set pieces. And that is, you know as well as I do, in the Premier League, set plays for those teams down the bottom can be the difference between relegation and staying up. I think that's a brilliant sign.
Now, some of the big friendlies over the last 60-odd hours, Paris Saint-Germain beating United, De Gea having a mare. I heard the manager, LVG, saying, I don't know, I took him off at half-time. It's not good. I think his mind's elsewhere at the moment. So what do you do? You know, this is a crucial position. How many points did he save United last year? United worry me. People keep saying they're going to get closer to Arsenal, to City, to Chelsea. I'm not so sure.
Well, I think the goalkeeper situation is crucial, because if he's not right and he's annoyed because of the way it's been dealt with, then it's very difficult for him to play to the levels he did last season, because let's make no bones about it, he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And a big reason why they're in the top four and got Champions League football. So that's going to be one that's going to run a bit, I think. If he really is digging his heels in, then it might be a case of having to let him go and move on. But United are better, that's for sure. I mean, I look at the players they brought in. Schneiderlin, I thought, was a good signing.
I think Schneiderlin's going to be better than Schweinsteiger.
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly.
And if they get Pedro from Barcelona, who I like a lot, he's got goals in him. The only thing with United at the moment, still haven't got a centre-half, as in an experienced one.
Yeah, and it looks as if the Real Madrid, I think that was a little bit of nonsense.
The Ramos thing, yeah.
I think he was using United to get a bumper contract in Madrid.
And the other thing as well, who are they going to bring in as a striker? Because they've let Van Persie go.
Yeah, I said that the other day. If Rooney gets injured, what are they going to do?
Well, they won't.
The young boy Wilson?
I know he likes playing Yanisai, central striker, but if Rooney has a long-termer, you need someone else. So they will bring someone in. I think they will be stronger. I think they'll push, but I still don't think they've got enough to push City.
And Angel Di Maria, you know, this is just dragging on and on and on.
Well, I feel for him, because I think that the Louis van Gaal system, in terms of how he likes his players to fit into a pattern, didn't suit Di Maria, because Di Maria is a free spirit, plays with great energy, he's always about everywhere on the pitch, he runs with the ball, he dribbles. I'm not sure he's a Louis van Gaal player, from what I've heard.
The burglary, which is never nice, crikey, is that an excuse? The break-in?
I don't think he's used. I've not read that he's used it as an excuse. So the people keep using it. I don't know if you've ever had it, Al, but I've had it. I played up north while the family were down south for a year, and kids were young. Bit of stress from the missus, you know. It comes on top from you, and if that caused his family real stress, and he was getting it in the ear. I mean, you probably don't get any grief from your missus, do you?
Have you seen my back lately? The curvature of the spine, that's how much she's on it.
Yeah. But I think to be fair to him, that could have been a problem. It is a big deal, that, if your family are unhappy. But no, I think he's a top player, and if he leaves, he'll do really well at PSG. I think it's a case of not fitting in with the manager's tactics.
Now, Brendan, he's been very active, isn't he? Balotelli, I'll drive him to the airport. And what about Lambert?
Well, I think Ricky Lambert's one of those players. He needs to play to get the best out of him.
Norwich?
Norwich, West Brom. I read him link with West Brom.
With the West Brom link, I wonder if that's if Berahino's going to Spurs. If he does, then Lambert in West Brom.
Maybe. I think he definitely needs to play. He's nearing the end of his
career. Tony likes
a
big centre-forward, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Tony Pulis.
And Lambert's very good in the air as well. Set plays, Tony Pulis' side, always good on set plays. But I felt for him a little bit, because trying to come off the bench at Liverpool and be an impact player isn't him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the quickest, not the most athletic, but he did get to sample wearing a red shirt, which is great for him and his family, but it is time for him to go and play. I think the other thing for Liverpool now is what system they're going to play. I think they're going to play Benteke up on his own, wait for Sturridge to get fit, then maybe tweak it, play the two Brazilian lads, Coutinho and Firmino, in off the wings.
Yeah.
And really get the creativity from there. And then you've got Milner, Henderson and Emre Can as a midfield three. It looks a lot more solid that than it did last season.
You've got some legs there, haven't you?
Yeah. You've got some real legs, energy. People, Henderson and Milner, both know the Premier League well. So the question is for Liverpool, for me, do they need to replace the keeper? Doesn't look like they're going to. Mm. I know some of the fans, including me, think he's not quite top draw. And are the centre-halves good enough? And last season they weren't. Lovren's got to step up to the plate,
yeah,
because last season he had a poor one. But I do think Liverpool will be better. I don't know what your views are on Benteke, but I think he's a really good player.
Yeah, well,
but to play that lone striker role.
Yeah, it worries me a wee bit, right? He's an international player.
Mm.
I think he's powerful. I've seen him curl a couple in, you know, good goals. There's something telling me I'm not sure it's going to work, and I can't really put my finger on it, to be honest.
Well, I think what he needs, or what he's obviously gaining through experience, because he is young still, is a manager who works with him day in, day out to play the role. Because he's got the power and he's got the pace. And it's back to what you said before. Are they going to put balls in the box? How are they going to get balls in the box
yeah.
for him to use that aerial power? Because he's one of the best headers of the balls I've seen. Now, Klein, I think, is a good signing because he bombs down that right side. Like him, yeah. And he'll get some crosses in.
Mm-hmm.
The left side, I'm a bit more worried about because I'm not convinced by Moreno. They are linked with the left-back from PSG who's not playing at the moment. Dinier, I think his name is, who is a clever footballer, but they've got to get him the right service because we saw with Tim, when you get the ball in the box, he will create problems. And it's a good option for Liverpool to have, but I think there will be people...
Where are they going to finish, Liverpool? Fifth?
I think they've got a chance of fourth. And I say that not because I think their squad's better than United's. It's because United have now got to cope with the Champions League as well. And I'm still not convinced Arsenal are going to be as close as people think. Because what have they done to improve the team other than the goalkeeper?
Yeah. Yeah.
If Coughlin gets injured, who plays in the holding role? I'm not sure Arteta's legs are there anymore.
They're not. Definitely not.
And they haven't signed... Giroud, I like. I think he's a good player. But they haven't signed another striker, which, you know, people are talking maybe about Benzema or
Theo through the middle.
Well, we were talking about that earlier, and I think it'll be interesting.
It's still a question mark, isn't it? You know, you look at...
Can he stay fit as well?
The other thing is, just on the champions, Chelsea, Costa with a hamstring injury again. We don't know to the extent how bad it is. Will he turn up at the Community Shield, which we'll talk about in a minute? Because he's done it before, didn't he? He says, oh, my hamstring's gone. He played the following week. So you never know with Jose.
No. But
if they were to lose him long term, I think they've got a problem.
Well, they've still got Remy and Falcao now. I think Falcao that year in the Premier League, last year, in Man U, will have helped him. He still didn't look quite the player he once was, but maybe that's a lack of games.
Yeah.
Coming back from a big injury, I never had to do it, so I don't know, but I'm sure it takes a good run of games for you to get back. So it wouldn't surprise me to see him banging in some goals. I think the other thing is, will Chelsea still go out and buy someone else? Because there's rumours about Stones, who I think
they're going to get him. I do.
And the other thing is, will they get another midfielder in case they lost Matic for a period of time? Because I'm still not convinced by Mikel. I know he's steady, but if Matic, who was probably the unsung hero in that side last year, if he got injured for more than a month,
yeah,
who goes in there and does that tidying up role?
I tell you what's came back again. It looks as if now De Bruyne, who Jose said basically hasn't got the heart for the Premier, he said a couple of things just lately, very recent, that perhaps there is a way he could be at Man City next season. In Wolfsburg don't want to lose him, but how can they turn down 50 million, Danny? How can they?
I don't think they would, but I'm not convinced by him. I think I've watched him a few times. He's got super talent. I mean, he really is talented, but...
So is Jose right then? He's got a heart of a frozen pea.
I don't know if it's his heart or whether it's just not the style that suits him, but he goes missing in games. Jose likes players he can rely on. They're there 90 minutes. They defend, they attack, they do it all. I'm not sure he's somebody very good going the other way. I think he's creative and he'll make things happen, but I don't think he's going to make City's team better.
Talking of Jose, I had to laugh, and I shouldn't laugh. Now, you know what's coming. Mrs. Benitez, you know when your missus puts a foot in it? I don't know if it's happened in your football career, Danny, and it hasn't happened to me, but I do know of women getting involved when the husband's not playing or, you know, he's been dropped and they have a few drinks at the Christmas party, have a go at the manager. But Mrs. Benitez, what's she saying? We're always tidying up Josie's mess. Of course, Josie pointed out quite clearly, no. When I was at Chelsea, he didn't. He tidied up maybe Di Matteo's mess. Mm. And he went through all the clubs and he said, no, the only club that we crossed swords with was Inter Milan. I left him as champions, and he destroyed one of the best teams in the world. And he says, you know, maybe if she's thinking about me in the close season, maybe she'll think about her husband's diet. Now, that is below the belt, but I did chuckle, I have to say. It did cause a little... I thought it was genius.
I thought it was genius, but I thought it was called for. I think, what's she getting involved for, first and foremost? Because I don't know if my wife started getting involved, she'd be told... You can't have your wife doing interviews and talking about
you. You almost said get back in the kitchen. You can't say that now,
Dan. I don't think she'll hear this. And I thought he had every right, Jose, to say his piece there.
Yeah.
I think the last thing she should be doing is talking about the jobs Jose's done, not done, because one of the best.
By the way, the last thing that Flamini should be saying as well is Jose's gone soft by selling Czech to us. He's come out and said that, and I'm like, what are you doing? Chelsea champs, you got the Community Shield on Sunday. What if Chelsea gub you again?
You know what? I think sometimes you say things in an interview and then you must look back and think, why did I get involved? And and when you're a young player or even a senior player, sometimes you get carried away. The fact is, I think Chelsea's a club and Jose's a manager respected him that much. They weren't going to deprive him of a move that he wanted. And I think, well done.
Yeah.
I think it's refreshing, don't
I had that half an hour one-on-one with him and he told me, he said, of course I don't want to sell to our rivals, but it's not my responsibility. There's, you know, something's been said between the owner and Peter, and I have to abide by it. I have to get on with it. Simple as that.
Yeah, and they've not got a bad replacement as a number two. Begovic is decent.
Exactly.
And I think Peter Cech now has the platform to go and enjoy his football. And I tell you this, really, I don't believe, whatever Jose says, that he actually thinks Arsenal are a threat.
Mm.
I don't think he does.
Mm.
I really don't.
I think, for me, it's a two-horse race again. City-Chelsea.
Well, it's predictable, isn't it, and boring to say it, but I couldn't agree more. I think, depending what else happens, I mean, let's wait and see, because Arsenal could still go big, and so could United again.
Well, how important, then, is the Community Shield final? Because Arsenal have won their tournament, the Emirates Cup, they scored loads of goals. Arsene Wenger said, I hope we've not peaked too early, you know, so he's really impressed by them. If they were to beat Chelsea, and I'm not saying they will, by the way, although Chelsea are coming back from, you know, outside of Europe, they're coming back, not a lot of time to recover, suddenly thrown in at Wembley. This is probably a great chance for Arsenal to make a mark and say, we're not scared of you, we're a challenge, by beating them at the weekend.
I don't agree, really. I think it used to mean more than it does now. I mean, I remember seeing City, I think it was either last year or the year before, play half a side because a couple had injuries. And I personally played in a couple and loved them because it was kind of like an early final to get some silverware and start the season on a positive. I remember we beat United for Liverpool at the Millennium. It was a fierce encounter. Everyone was up for it. And it did actually, when we come to play them the next time, give us a little bit more of a confident feel.
Who were you directly against that day?
I think I played left. I played left side that day, so it was Beckham and Gary Neville that day.
Any verbals with Beckham?
Nah, he was quiet.
Was he?
I had a few with Keane. Me and Keane used to have a few words. But it was just a really intense atmosphere and a good proper match to get you going the week before the season. Now, I don't see that now.
Loved it as well, didn't they?
But I don't see it now. And it's a bit more of a testimonial. I don't think you'll see players...
London Derby? Chelsea, Arsenal?
Well, Arsenal play a certain way and Chelsea play a certain way. I don't think we'll see two full... Well, I don't think Chelsea will go full strength. Because if there is a risk with Fabregas or... Costa or Cahill or Fabregas, whoever it is, they're not going to risk him a week before the season. Might be wrong. We might see a classic. I don't think so. I hope so, because I'm going.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm working. I'm working there. But, I mean,
You've got some workload at the moment.
Well, as soon as I got on with you, Al, the offers kept flying in, you know.
Normally people who work with me get back in football.
Oh, that's nearly happened a couple of times. Yeah, well, I've never closed that door.
Without giving the club away, you were talking to a Premier club just a few days ago, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I it's not a secret. I mean, a few weeks ago, I did have a chat with Brendan about the possibility of maybe working with him and the club again, but... it didn't quite materialise, but it was actually
a bit $2 million a year, Dan.
You got
to lower your target.
No, it was actually an honour to be thought of.
Yeah.
By him and
Brendan's a nice guy, isn't he?
Being in his company for a few hours was great. He was very impressive, and I think, you know, as we know, Gary McAllister got that job now, who is a friend of mine, who's a very bright, experienced coach and a good guy, so I wish him all the best and the club all the best. But it was nice to be thought of. For me, in terms of that, I enjoy the media stuff, the BBC stuff with yourself on the radio. But ideally, I would like to get back involved, but I'm not closing any doors because you never know.
Your wife wouldn't want you to, because you're at home a lot more now, aren't you?
Well, that's the balance, isn't it? You know, that family balance where, but if the right job comes along, you have to seriously consider it. And
see, the older I get, the more away from home I am, which I can't work out.
The more you want to be away, you mean?
No, not at all, Dan. Not at all.
Oh, dear.
Actually, she won't be listening either. Yeah, you've got a point.
Aren't you missing your daughter's birthday lunch just to be working?
No, no. Actually, this weekend it's two of my. It's my Lucy's birthday today and Michelle's birthday in a couple of days. So, we'll look after that. But I don't like letting you down, Dan. I said I'd do it today, so.
No, I don't blame you. I think this is worth doing, worth missing a lunch for, isn't it?
Do you know who's irritating me? Just to finish off with.
Brian Moore?
Is Van Gaal.
Oh.
Oh, no, don't bring poor Brian. Because, you know, the Rugby World Cup's just round the corner. Now, Van Gaal, I don't know whether it's the accent or...
His hair.
We can't talk, can we? No. About Barnett's. But... I'm just getting a little bit frustrated. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm hearing too much of him.
Well, I think because of what's going on at the moment in terms of the amount of transfers, the expectancy there, he's being asked a lot of questions and he doesn't shy away from them.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is, what's the word, quietly confident, isn't he?
But I can't see it happening, Dan. I was privileged to play for United, but... If someone's going to say they're a much better team than last year, I don't see it.
I think they're a bit better, but not good enough. But we will see, because as I said to you before, are they going to go again? I think they're going to go for a striker.
What about Wayne then? Just finish off with Wayne Rooney. You know Wayne, you're from the same part of the world. What's his targets this year? Is it more England or is it United? To beat Bobby's record, Bobby Charlton? And...
I think that'll be on his radar, but... Week in, week out, he's going to be looking at trying to hit goal targets, isn't he? If he's playing as a striker, which he has done before, if it is a loan role, if he does that, he's capable of scoring. I think he played there a few years ago in a similar system. And got,
is there enough supply for him?
Well, again, are they going to get Pedro? And if they've got Pedro on the right and Depay on the left, you know, with Schneiderlin, Carrick and Schweinsteiger behind, I mean... That is...
It sounds fantastic. Yeah. The names you've just rattled off, you think, wow.
Mm.
You know, it does. It's whether they gel or not.
Well, ifs and buts, isn't it? It's always that those questions at this time of the season. Listen, Wayne Rooney has consistently scored goals from every position he's played. And I don't think that's going to change.
I think he'll get 20.
I do.
I think he'll get 20 league goals.
Thing is with Wayne, will he? Can he stay fit? Yeah, exactly that.
Okay, finish off. Give me a prediction for the Charity Shield, Community Shield.
I think it'll be an average game. I think Chelsea will do a job on them.
I fancy 1-1 extra time could go either way.
I think Chelsea will probably nick it 1-0 or 2-1.
Yeah, favourites would be.
Do you know why I say that? Not because I'm a fan of Arsenal. I love watching them play, and they played probably the best football in the Premier League. But Chelsea have got Hazard, and he is special at the moment. He's the one that can make a difference. Although I am a big fan of Sanchez and ran him close for player of the year for me. But
do you know one
Sanchez
thing,
has had that tournament, hasn't he?
Do you know one thing we've spoken about today? It's just dawned on me how many good Belgian players there is.
Mm.
We've talked about De Bruyne. We've talked about Benteke. We've talked about Hazard.
Mm. Lukaku.
Yeah.
Origi, we didn't mention at Liverpool. Origi, you know? The young lad company. Yeah, I mean... Witzel, Fellaini, they're going to be in the Euros. This is the time for them. If they're going to win it, it's going to be this one. And in the World Cup, they showed glimpses. They just failed the last hurdle, didn't quite produce on the day. But you're right, they've got some talent.
Danny, enjoy Goodwood. I know you're down there, glorious Goodwood. And enjoy, of course, the Community Shield. Brilliant, thank you.
No problem.
Brought to you by Audioboom.